Take 65. Hit the right button already. May 12th and 13th, 2022, we have the King of Wands reversed, the Six of Swords, and the Page of Swords. Do your research. Considering the retrograde season, these cards from the action suits of air and fire in the reverse today make sense. Today's card, the Six of Swords, in the upright is a travel card, but in the reverse is returning, restrained even. Flies. You may want to look into a restraining order for someone like the King of Wands in the reverse today, in the past, or possibly foundation position, that is, to the left. The King of Fire, Leo, Sagittarius, Aries, is someone we'd like to move on and away from today, embodying the undesirable attributes and aspects of this overdriven, egotistical king. In the reverse, the element of fire is absent altogether or burned out. The King of Wands in the reverse could be burnout, and it's not looking good on him or her. Angry outbursts and worse. As a person who can give this a-hole the benefit of the doubt today, I'll just say he or she needs a vacation. Not today, though. For whatever reason, the Six of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius is also in the reverse. A trip of some kind is not happening for whatever Mercury retrograde reason, but the Suit of Swords or air is mental, and the boat we see being pushed out of the troubled waters on the card in the reverse may be unable to move on mentally or emotionally. The choppy water in the foreground of the card represents the emotions of the tarot, and the waves are uneasy, unstable, and stressed. No wonder the occupants in the boat, usually a tired-looking, bundled-up human and a child, and their rescuer, the gondolier, struggle as best they can to push the boat out of this disturbance into the smooth, calm waters we see beyond. The after tarot shows that he or she has beached the boat on an unfamiliar shore, the smooth water forming a peaceful lake with green hills and trees in the distance. The mother and child exit the boat as the helper follows, shouldering four of the seven swords brought with them on the boat, the four of swords being the peaceful retreat we're after. The Page of Swords is notoriously the spy card, and someone, probably the reversed King of Wands, may be spying on you or watching your internet activity, even circling your house as the reversed boat on the reverse Six of Swords is doing. The Page of Swords is vigilant, so if the upcoming position were to be an advice position today, it would be worth taking. This Page of Swords is, as we can see, armed. The King of Wands is somebody who probably needs help. The Six of Wands in the reverse could be needing help to move out of a mental state of stress, if not all-out behavior modification. The Page of Swords is young, usually a student, and inquisitive to the point of annoyance. If there was a trip cancel for whatever reason, it may have been something your own kid was really looking forward to. The controlling, unreasonable King of Wands may not allow his son or daughter to travel somewhere they want to go, to join the military, or simply pursue their own interest or curiosity. This could be researching a creative project of some kind or helping someone younger with theirs. But whoever the King of Wands in the reverse represents, they're not a child. They're a grown-ass human who is used to getting anything they want. You may be researching a new career altogether. The King of Fire may have even fired you, which you may have read online. This could have even been news. This could even be news of the birth of a child, which you could around the nosy Page of Swords. You may have to deliver unwelcome news to a boss, husband, or partner, anyone who could be represented by today's person to avoid, or to avoid being, or becoming, the angry, mean, reversed, burned out King of Wands, reversed,